thanks for joining us again for Like Jesus podcast. This is Olu Sobanjo, and Ade Sobanjo is here too.
Hello.
All right. Today we want to appreciate every one of you that have, you know, been listening, and thank you all for the feedbacks. You know, it's always great to get feedbacks from everyone. And on this podcast, one of the main things that we're trying to do is to get you to focus on the plan that God has for your life. And this last week, comments that I got made me to see that, you know, God is at work with this, and God is at work with you. So thank you for all the comments. Keep them coming. It helps to know what you know, the challenges that you're having, and we pray about this. We pray for you. We want to see you move to the next level in your walk with God. So today, what we're going to be discussing is very vital, and it's saying, learning to say no, learning to say no. I know that this is a major thing in the mind of many people. And up till today, for me, it's still a major topic, because for any yes that you say, you've said no to something else. You know, so if I say yes to doing Sunday school at church, if I say yes to baking, you know, for my school, for my kids' school, if I say yes to, you know, going to mow the lawn in my neighbor's house, I've said no to a few things, maybe to hanging out with the children, maybe to another meeting that I'm supposed to be in, you know. So every yes that you say, there's a no that is accompanying it. And so today we want to, you know, focus on the fact that if you're going to really pursue purpose, if you're going to, you know, take time to actually listen to what God is saying in your life, you're going to have to actually learn to say no. And for me personally, this has been a big challenge for me. And my husband right here has been the one that has been my coach, you know, in the area of, you know, learning to say no, because it hurts on my, you know, inside when I say no. I feel like I'm doing the wrong thing. I feel guilty, especially for those really, you know, supposedly great and, you know, amazing ideas, right, that you say no to. When somebody says, help me do this, you know, carry my children, drop them off, do the, you know, I feel bad saying no, but then I have other responsibilities. So I've brought him, you know, he's here, is a pro. He's been doing it for many years, and we have a few points that we're going to, you know, just look through. Before we go through the points, I'm sure he has, you know, something just as an intro to share as well.
Yes, I think this is a very wonderful topic you have chosen. For anyone that wants to do something, you have to learn to say no to the other things. And I find that as one focuses more, as you become better at the things that you are doing, you have to really say more no's and just a fewer yeses, so that you can really become an expert in the one that you are doing, that you are doing well at.
That's true. And that brings us to the first point that we have on the list there, and that's understand your priorities. You know, your priorities, you know, this is a very major thing, and this is where I got it wrong, you know, for many years, where everything is great. You know, that was the place that I was. You know, I just look at it and I see the reward or the, you know, the benefits or, you know, or the way it's going to sound to people that are around me. That's what determines whether I say yes or no to something, you know. And I didn't understand this concept of priority, you know, because everything sounds really good. It depends on who sells their message, you know, well, you know, to me. And so I may, you know, run errands and do all these things, and then I would, you know, carry all my children and, you know, do all this, and I'm always running from play, you know, pillar to post, as they say, you know, and because of the fact that the priorities wasn't clearly understood for me. I think you'd like to, you know, maybe you should say something.
Yes, you know, I remember when we started the church, and we had so many things to do, and I will be thinking of, you know, giving some of these things out to others, and you wanted to do everything, and because they all look good, and you could do them, and I think that's a challenge for many of our listeners. We are multi-talented; we can do so many things. Mm-hmm. But we have just the same number of hours in the day, and so we are surely not going to do everything.
That's true.
And so really knowing what's your priority is very important. Knowing what the end game is. What am I trying to get at? What do I really need to do? What is it that when I accomplish at the end of the day, I will feel really fulfilled? Mm. It's a good thing to ask oneself at the beginning of the day and every day, mm-hmm. just to know what is that big thing for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I actually think that ties in well with the theme of this podcast series, because the more you understand God's purpose for you, the more you know what your priorities are. Yeah. You know, and you know, so it's very important. That's why we're doing this podcast. We want you to actually take time to be able to listen to God and know exactly what it is, you know, so that you don't jump at every, you know, flamboyant or extravagant idea that flies around you. You know exactly what God is calling you to do, and you start doing that, and that aligns or adjusts, you know, your mind in such a way that you're able to pick, does this fit into what God is calling me? Now, there are times that you're going to do something else, you know, that doesn't fit in, but it will still be God leading you, you know. So would move on to the next point. The next point is, you know, plan your day or your week, you know, in advance, so you have an idea of the extra time that you have for helping other people. You know, because usually what happens is, you know, a lot of demands come from people that need your help, that want you to do one thing or the other, you know, which is great. You know, you have the giftings, they need it, you help them. It may even be in line with your priorities, but then if you don't plan the main things in advance. Okay, so you know you have a deadline at work this week, you have, you know, soccer practice for the children, you have, you know, you're fixing your hair or you're going for an event, you already block out, you know, this could be physically done, it's better when you actually do it on paper or on your computer, on phone, you know, you do it and then you can see the extra time that is left. Some other people do it in their mind, mentally. It's great to do that also, you know, if you don't have so much going on, but if the more you start using your brain cells to calculate how much time you have, then it becomes overwhelming again. So it's better when you write it down, and so it, you know, it's very important to plan in advance so you know exactly what extra time you have.
Yes, as you were speaking, I was thinking of the fact that people can even plan their week ahead, but load it up with a lot of irrelevance.
That's not
that those things are not useful, mm-hmm. but they are not going to get you to where you want to go to, mm-hmm. at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So even in planning your week, you need to still look at, keep asking yourself that question, mm-hmm. what's the big game? What is it that I'm really looking for at the end of the day? Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm thinking that maybe, you know, an example will help. You know, for us, we're pastors, and for me, in a day, my goal really is to impact lives, mm-hmm. and to build the platform that God has given to us to reach out to people, which is to build the church, build the leaders. Mm-hmm. And as we build the leaders, then we can reach more people. Mm-hmm. So when I'm planning my day, I like to put in things that will help the church move forward. Mm-hmm. And once I've planned those things, so when things come up that I didn't plan for, mm-hmm. if I check them, if they actually help me move the church forward, mm-hmm. I'll cancel some things that are mm-hmm. on the list and do those. Mm-hmm. But if they won't, then I will find a way to reschedule those things, mm-hmm. for another time. Mm-hmm. So that's the
Yeah, I remember we used to fight a lot about this, because then I'd be thinking, this is a good idea, we should do this, but because I didn't have an idea of what was, you know, the behind the scene decision making process for him, I'll be planning all these great ideas. This would be great to do too, you know. But I remember the year that, you know, I think it was a couple of years ago, maybe two, maybe three, that God, you know, used the story of the colt that Jesus rode on to Jerusalem, you know, to speak that lesson, you know, that message to me. And it was a big eye-opening experience for me. And God said to me, you see that colt, the owner tied it there, you know, just in case the master may need it, you know. And it just occurred to me that I don't need to plan my day and cram it with all sorts of things, you know, and I plan every single thing, you know. And I don't know, maybe some of you are like me, you know, every resources must be accounted for and everything must be planned, including every minute. And I'm putting, you know, so I can also do this. I have 5 minutes, I can quickly do this. I have 10 minutes, I can quickly, you know. And God began to say to me, you're going to have to, you know, just relax. Don't plan anything. Plan the free time of not doing anything, you know, so that I can speak to you, so that I can help you, you know. And so I think that what you shared is very important. And the next point that I have there is, make up your mind to be present in whatever you're doing. Okay. Now, this is a very interesting one in our present world, because we can do a lot of things at the same time. I can be cooking and I can be doing laundry at the same time, you know, doing some write-up, and I can be doing, you know, there's a lot that we can be doing at once in one specific hour. And it helps us because we get a lot of things done, especially for moms. I know a lot of women would, you know, not just moms, actually, women would, you know, connect with this a lot more, because there's so much on your plate that you need to handle. And then, you know, you still work, you still do church, you still, you know, all these things. There's a scripture that says, whatever you do, do it with the whole of your heart. Okay. And so when an offer comes and says, can you please do this for me? Because of the fact that I don't want to feel bad, I don't want the person to feel bad, I say yes to that. But in my head, what I'm thinking is, well, while I'm doing the laundry, I could also be doing that at the same time, you know. But what now happens is, my mind is not there. You know, I'm splitting my mind between two activities at the same time. And so I don't do it exactly the way God would have loved it to be done. And maybe even God wants to speak if you had put your full attention, and you wouldn't be able to get what God is saying. It would just be your idea. So if you're going to be committing to something, your yeses are valuable. They're not just, oh, sure, I would manage it with something else. Let it be for real, I will do it. So if you think about it that way, it will help you to decide what to say yes to and what not to say yes to.
Yes, that's very important to really bring everything you've got into whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. Now, that will happen if you make up your mind where you're going, mm-hmm. before the time. Mm-hmm. If you have a life goal, mm-hmm. something you really want to achieve, mm-hmm. and you're doing it. For example, we're doing this podcast. Mm-hmm. We're not doing anything else. Mm-hmm. Our minds are focused because mm-hmm. it's something important to us. True. And I think that's always where it goes back, mm-hmm. to knowing, mm-hmm. what you really want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And so when you're doing those things, you put your whole heart in it. Now, that's, if you're doing something that is not really related, mm. and but it's important, then focusing on it will make you finish it quickly, mm. so that you can get back to the things that you really want to spend your time, mm-hmm, on. Mm-hmm. So yes, being present is, mm-hmm. is very good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And the next one there is, you know, being firm when you say yes or when you say no. You know, I also had issues with this, and I'm, you know, getting better at it also, as I am learning to say yes in a good way, and say no in a good way as well. The idea is, many times I would, because I don't want to hurt the feelings of the other person, I'll say, well, maybe later, you know what, yeah, maybe, you know, I'm not sure, you know, all that is just delaying the no. and postponing the hurt if there is going to be a hurt. And many times people actually understand, you know, if you know where you're going, people actually understand. They're just looking for help, and maybe if you're not able to help now, you may be able to help later. But it's good to, you know, to have that in at the back of your mind. And yeah
when as you were saying that, I was wondering, maybe some people are wondering what how would they say no
exactly. Yeah,
for example, if your mother-in-law calls you, mm-hmm. and says I'm at the airport, come mm-hmm. pick me, what do you say? How do you say no to that?
Okay, well, you don't say no to that, you know. I mean, there are some things that you actually can't help, you know, you still have to. But one way that I think I'm learning, actually, there was an incident that happened recently. So I just recently bought a sewing machine, you know, and I'll be talking about that on another podcast. You know, I bought a sewing machine. For many years, I've thought I could sew, but I never got to it, you know. But recently I got the sewing machine and I'm amazed, you know, we're all amazed to see the dresses and things that I'm able to do without formal training, you know. And so recently we were going to have this, you know, this past weekend we were going to have the women empowerment program, you know, teaching women business and all that. And somebody said to me, we need aprons, okay? And Pastor Lou, you are going to do the aprons, you know. And the first thing that, you know, that came to my mind was, no, that's another job, you know. I'd rather pay somebody else to do it, you know. I tell me how much it is, I'll buy it. But of course, she wants me to do it, you know. So I said, no, I can't do it, you know. But later on, I realized I could have done it better. You know, the better way to say no is to, first of all, appreciate the, you know, and not push down the idea. And then, you know, more like you say yes, no, and yes, okay, something like that. Where the way I would have done it, and I learned this from Michael Hyatt, you know, one guy, great guy that I listened to, and he was saying that if you're going to say yes, you know, if you're going to say no, which is going to hurt somebody else, it's better to say yes. Wow, that's a fantastic idea. However, based on the schedule that I have, I won't be able to add that on. Maybe this other person would be able to do it, or maybe we can find out where they sell it and we can buy it. You know, that way you've said yes in a very neat way, but you've not hurt the other person, you know. So I think that, you know, and so since, you know, that incident with the lady, I've been thinking about it, and I've practiced a lot more now, and I see that it's actually easier when you appreciate the idea. Oh, I really appreciate the honor, you know, for offering me to, you know, take your kids to school. However, I have this other engagement, or I have this other plan that I'm going to. For the mother-in-law, I don't know if I'll be able to find any excuse. She's already at the airport, you know. I can't do anything, you know, except if maybe if I really, what I'm doing is really serious, I can say, okay, let me see if I can call somebody else to pick you up because I have this that I'm doing, and then I'll meet you up at, you know. So I think it's challenging. How would you deal with that?
Well, you got it right. You said it. If it's important, there's no way. So no mother-in-law expects you to leave your job to come and pick them at the airport, mm-hmm. unless they know that you're self-employed.
Exactly.
And so if you're self-employed and you're in a business meeting or you're doing something, mm-hmm. then you just say, you know what, I'm in the middle of something so mm-hmm. so important. She knows that she's not going to give you a job, mm-hmm. so you can then say, you know what, I'm going to call a cab to pick you up.
You know what, but it's very interesting that it can actually, you can actually feel like, oh my God, if I don't do it now, I'm going to, it's like everything is going to, you know, what I will feel bad. She's going to talk. Oh, you don't know this woman. She's going to kill me, you know, all this, you know, but relax. The more you understand, you know, what you're actually doing, that's why it's very important that you understand the purpose of your life and why God sent you here. The more you do that, the more people will start respecting you as well. And they won't be giving you babysitting jobs, you know, to do. They would, you know, if they don't have a choice, but they start realizing that this, I can't give to this person, and, you know, I will have to give somebody else that. Now, The next one is buy yourself time. You're very good at this. You're the one that is my pro leader in that. So you want to tell us more about buy yourself time?
I think you already said some things about that, which is being polite. Kind of when someone asks you for something, you tell them, well, that's good, or I'll get back to you later. Or if it's a text, what I do is just I leave it. Let's just rest for a while. Let me rest. Let's both think about it for a while.
Yeah.
And sometimes by the time I get back, they say, oh, don't worry,
fixed it. Yeah.
So then that's all right. Because I figure that I could not be seeing that text.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm busy doing something right now. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'm not seeing the text.
Well, but you you saw the text. You
yes.
Know? You know, the reason why we're laughing about this is because I used to really stress about this. When somebody texts me and says, I need this or do this or something, I look at it and I'm like, oh my God. They know WhatsApp. WhatsApp tells them you've read the message, yes. You know. So at first I removed the red, you know, portion of my WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And then somebody said that, you know, somebody told me the other day and said, I sent you a message and I saw you come online, but then you didn't answer, you know. And I was like, are they watching me or something? But really, I think the point is, you know, you become stronger, you know, because you actually, I'm not a phone receiver, you know, that's not the job
mm-hmm.
that I am called here to do. Now, it's not my job, official job, and also, and at the same time, it's not my purpose on earth to receive calls or to reply to messages. Now, if I respond to it immediately, fine. If I have something else, you know, the more you understand your purpose, and that was my problem, the more you understand your purpose, the more you realize that you don't have to jump at everything. You can give yourself, you can buy yourself time, and the world is not going to collapse.
No,
you know,
no.
And you wanted to say something?
Yeah, just before we wrap it up,
yeah.
I wanted to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what of the person that it's not people that's giving them the job. They are the one piling up.
Mm-hmm.
So they watch a TV program and discover, oh, this is a fantastic business idea. And
mm-hmm.
they start running with it.
Mm-hmm.
They dig a few holes and
mm-hmm.
they stop.
Mm-hmm.
And because somebody came knocking on the door and is introducing a product to
mm-hmm.
them,
mm-hmm.
they're not buying that product, but it gives them an idea of another person who
mm-hmm.
has a great idea, and they
mm-hmm.
stop the hole they were digging
mm-hmm.
and they jump on the next program and
mm-hmm.
they start running with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then another person comes, so sends them an email.
Mm-hmm.
And they start another one. So how do you deal with that?
How do you deal with that? You answer that. You're the pro.
Well. Oh, it's the same we've been talking about.
Yeah.
It's as long as you don't know what the big goal is, the end game, the call, what God has called you to do,
mm-hmm.
you're going to find yourself doing a lot of that. So when you find a person doing a lot of that, it's because they don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of it is that you can actually do all of them,
mm-hmm.
but you do them once at a time. You dig the first hole until it produces
mm-hmm.
the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can let it run.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can go to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, when you focus on the one that you're doing, when others come, you just write them down and keep doing the one that you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I just write down the ideas. And sometimes people come and suggest things to me thinking I've never thought of them.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank them and move on to keep the focus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for adding that to it. And I think that it's a very good place to wrap it up, you know, today. And it's very important that we remember that God sent us here, you know, for a purpose. We're not just waking up and going to bed every night for making extra money. We're here for a real purpose, and it's important that we have that at the back of our minds, and it's important that we attack life, you know, engage life with that in mind. All right, so I'm going to ask you to pray, and we'll close with that.
Yes, Father, we thank you so much for this time that we've had to discuss your word and the life that you've given to us. We pray for everyone that's listened to this, that the grace and the strength to say no to all distracting ideas, to say no to distracting demands on our lives, we'll receive. And Lord, most importantly, clarity about what you really want us to do and what is most important now. And for those who are still trying to find out what that is, I pray that even the one that they have right now on their hands, they can focus on that until they get another instruction, a clearer instruction, Father. Thank you. And we pray for all those that just have needs in their lives, different kinds of needs. We pray for breakthroughs and answers to those prayers and good testimonies in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll see you again. We'll talk to you again next week. And don't forget to go over to olusobanjo.com, olusobanjo.com. And leave a message. And if you've not subscribed, send an email. Put your email and phone, your name and email address there. And you get a notification every Monday. And all right, go and listen to God. God bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye.